we're advertising those?
We are. Thank you. That is being advertised. And finally, on the Edelin lots that we have for sale right now, that those will close, those are on public surplus, and those will close on the 30th of this month at 3 o'clock. And so far we have a bid on each one of them, so I'm super excited. And other than that, I don't have anything unless anybody has any questions.
Any questions for the clerk?
Oh, wait, finally. Yeah. I want to thank Cindy for filling in for me when I was gone. I really sincerely appreciate it. She did a great job.
And I would like to thank you for filling in the city manager's role while she was gone. We really appreciate you doing that, picking up that slack over that time. You did an excellent job. Yeah, some of course.
The last topic you saw, the lots, is it one bid for each one only?
There's three separate lots, and it's one bid for each one.
Okay. Yep. Okay, thank you.
Fantastic. And just out of curiosity, the armory lot that went through and
it
the
did.
Individuals yes. paid their money and
yep yes they paid it. And so when I say one bid, it's actually an auction, so there could be several bids for each lot, so it's not just one bid and you get it. You can be outbid,
so one lot could have had three different people bidding, but they all got bid on
right now. Well, it hasn't closed right now. There's one bid on each lot, so it hasn't closed yet.
Okay. Any other questions for the clerk? Hearing none, we'll move on to number 9, mayor and assembly business. Anybody have any reports for us? Okay, I'll just quickly report on the memo that I participated in. So this is, I believe, the impetus behind AML pulling together mayors from island and remote communities was the telehealth legislation that went to the state legislature, which had provisions in it to extend the ability of doctors to do telehealth and nurse practitioners and so on, and lowered some of the requirements for hospital staff, and along with a host of other things, failed when an amendment was added to it at the last minute. And this was crucial to island communities' health care. And so AML pulled together an excellent memo. I don't know what you thought, Lisa, but I thought it was a fantastic memo, basically saying, you know, what it basically said is, hey, we're doing our best from the bottom up. We need a little help from the top down. And our communities, some of the other communities have the highest rate of vaccination in the state. And, you know, we've really tried to manage it the best we can, but we really need to see some leadership from the state government regarding the area specifically about health care and dealing with COVID. So I did sign on to that, and that's going to be, I believe it's going to be published in an op-ed.
He's submitting it to the ADN tomorrow. I don't know if that means it'll be published tomorrow or in the next, coming days.
But I do appreciate him, Al, getting right on that as soon as it failed. So that will be going out. The other thing I'd just like to report is on SEPA. We don't talk much about SEPA because we've got lots of water, but SEPA is our power supplier. And we have two projects, which is Swan Lake and Tyee Lake. And there's an intertie between Swan Lake over the mainland to Ketchikan and then on to there's a transfer station called the Bailey Transfer Station. But it allows us to power all three of the communities. We have underwater cables. And we had a failure of an underwater cable recently. One of the lines, the old system had four lines running, and one of our lines went down. We were able to change over to a spare line that we had. But recently, this past summer, we did a complete replacement. We signed off on that project, and that is done, and we're very pleased that it went so well. All of the projects are spilling water currently, and in the power business, that's not great because that's like throwing money over the top of the mountain. But it's an indication of how wet it's been. And so we're going into the winter looking better than we've ever looked. When I visited the project 2 years ago, it was so low. I think we were down 14, 20, 50 feet or something, and it looked horrible. And now it's right at the top. And so we're going into the winter looking better than we ever have. So as long as transmission lines stay up, we should be good. But it's nice to see. I think that's about it from the board meeting. And we will be looking for board members. It is Wrangell's turn to have four members. It alternates between Ketchikan and the North End. And every other year, the North End kind of holds the power, I guess. If we were to work with Petersburg, we would be able to muster together the majority votes with 3-2. But so the North End this time around, coming up for this following year, or coming year, will have six members with three voting members. So we're going to need to come up in the community with four folks that are interested, two voting members and two alternates for Wrangell. So that usually goes out in October, I believe, right?
Yeah.
So we'll be looking to appoint those positions moving forward. Any questions on CEPA at all? All right, moving on. Mayor Assembly appointments, there are none. Public hearing. First one, ordinance number 1009, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the zoning map to effect a change to lot 12-3 Zamovia View subdivision plat number 86-2 from light industrial to single family residential. This is a public hearing. I will declare the public hearing and ask if the city manager has a report.
Mr. Mayor, there's no change to this ordinance from its first reading at the last meeting. It is a downgrade in zoning from light industrial to single family residential for this particular parcel.
Thank you. Does any member in the audience have any comments to make about this? I don't see anything, so I will declare the public hearing closed. And I believe there's a motion.
Move to approve ordinance number 1009.
Second.
Okay. Moved by Morrison, seconded by who?
Howe.
Howe, thank you. Yeah, I know, it's just you jumped right in there.
Oh, sorry.
Moved by Howe. Discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Yes, Assembly Members Dalrymple?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Howe?
Yes.
And Mayor Persaud?
Yes. 11B, resolution number 09-21-1607 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, establishing the fee schedule for the Wrangell Municipal Light and Power Department. This is a public hearing. I'll declare the public hearing open and ask if there's an administrative report.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is the accompanying fee schedule that needs to be passed following the approval of an ordinance removing the fee schedule from the code that was approved by the Assembly in second reading at the last meeting. As the Assembly is aware, the fees that the Wrangell Municipal Light and Power is charging for services, not electricity, but for services only, are not keeping up with the actual cost to provide those services. And so our electric supervisor took a look at rates, equivalent rates around, and is requesting a 10% increase to those fees. And that's what this fee schedule represents.
Thank you. Is there anybody in the audience who wants to speak to this topic? I don't see anyone. So with that, I will declare the public hearing closed and entertain a motion.
Move to approve resolution number 09-21-1607.
Moved by Gilbert. Do we have a second?
Dalrymple seconds.
Dalrymple seconds. Thank you. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please, Kim.
Yes. Assembly members Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Persaud?
Yes. Item 12, unfinished business. There is none. Item 13, new business. 13A, discussion item, Trans-Boundary River Salmon requesting resolution of support. I believe we still have a representative on the line. Are you still there, Tiss?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. And who?
Brianna's there too.
Are you also on the line yet?
Yes, I am.
Thank you very much. Where did I leave off here? I got sidetracked in my mind. Did I call for a motion?
No,
or was just a discussion? Okay. Yeah, all right. You threw me for a loop. So this is a discussion item. Lisa, do you want to start us off on this, please?
Sure. Mr. Mayor, the the resolution of support that's being requested is asking for some fairly significant actions, as was portrayed by the couple of folks that provided testimony earlier. And so what I wanted to do was bring this to the assembly for discussion first, to give you an opportunity to be able to ask any questions of the folks that are asking for this. And then you can provide direction to administration as to how you'd like to come, if you'd like this to come back for action, and if you would like some changes to the resolution or us to do some additional research on things, et cetera.
So my first question is, this resolution, was this boilerplate provided for you?
This was provided to
okay,
us.
Okay, thank
correct.
You. Yeah. Is there any questions on the resolution in front of us that's been provided? Assemblymember Dalrymple.
I had a question maybe for the folks on the phone. Has the Tahltan tribe come up with any positions on this? Or are they part of the transboundary group?
This is Bob. They have not. We've been in discussions with the member of the Elder Council from the Tahltan, as well as the past president. We've been in ongoing discussions for a couple of years now, but no movement on or any discussion on any of the proposed pause or resolution.
All right, thank you.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, Assemblymember Morrison.
I had a question. I think it was Tiz that said mentioned that you were asking for a stop to all mining in British Columbia. Is that correct? Or is,
no.
Or is it just mines alone?
No, temporary pause on any new permits or any changes in existing permits until the UN Declaration on the Indigenous Rights of Indigenous People is addressed to include the downstream communities and tribes.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. If you're just looking at mining that takes place where the drainage would be going into the rivers, or all mining in British Columbia?
There's a growing movement over in BC, but this is just one of many movements that are happening.
Okay. Thank you.
And ours is mining that is affecting Southeast Alaska watersheds.
Okay, thanks, Tiz.
You're welcome.
Other questions or comments? Assemblymember Dalrymple, is there any changes that you recommend or would like to be considered in the resolution?
You know, I support the concerns about the mining and the impacts to the watersheds very much. But if we, as a borough, did come up with a resolution, I would prefer that we do one ourselves. And I would like the tone of that to be as a government agency to other government agencies, perhaps. And I really think that we need to, you know, you provided some examples from previous resolutions, which is really helpful. With the current administration, I think it would be good to deal with them kind of directly to that. That's the main audience, is to get some of these discussions at the national level. I think it'd be very valid for us to express our concerns about potential impacts to the watersheds. I'd also like to ask that we continue with the monitoring that has been done, kind of hit and miss, but I know WCA was doing monitoring for like 4 years, and then I think the state, I'm not sure what happened to that program, but I think the state stepped out of it. Anyway, I think that's still very good, very valid to kind of know what we got before we get impacted. But I think mining can be done, but it needs to be done correctly. Mm-hmm. So that would just be my thoughts on the resolution to this.
Thank you. Assemblymember Gilbert.
And the only question I have, how many communities have signed on to your proposed resolution? Are there any communities that have submitted that?
Yes.
Mr. Mayor, may I clarify? All
right. Zoom delays.
No problem.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we've got you. Go ahead.
Okay, this is Brianna. So the communities that have actually taken the draft resolution that we have sent around and passed it as their own community resolution, which is what has been done previously with previous resolutions passed on the transboundary issue, assemblies and municipalities have taken a resolution and adopted it, moved it forward as their own. The City of Tenneke Council has passed this resolution. The City of Pelican Council passed this resolution. The City of Sacramento Council has passed this resolution. And then there are also a number of tribal entities that have passed the resolution, which I can let Tiff speak to that. And I'll just also add, there is a version of this resolution, the same resolution is being shared with local business owners and local organizations and community leaders in Southeast Alaska. And we do have over 24 folks that have signed on to that resolution. So there's those separate pieces. There's the municipalities that are passing the actual resolution. And then there's also the same resolution that's being shared with local organizations and business owners. And I think the last piece that I would like to add about municipalities passing this resolution that specifically is calling for the ban on tailings dams and for the pause until we get these binding international protections that recognize the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples and the U.S.-Canada Boundary Waters Treaty, is that when we meet with entities such as the U.S. State Department, it's been made clear to us that they would like to continue to hear from Alaskans. And we've previously taken large stacks of all of the resolutions that Wrangell and other communities in Southeast Alaska have passed and brought that forward. And so that's why we feel it's really important for municipalities to continue to address this issue in the form of a formal resolution, because it does help garner the attention of the federal government. And you'll see, of course, this resolution is specifically directed to President Biden.
Well, it's also directed to... It's also directed to the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, who is in an election, and we'll know the results here shortly. But, yeah. Okay. Other questions? All right. Is there any recommendations? Assemblymember Delrupper has asked for a more tailored... utilizing this as a template, but tailored. And so I'm just looking around the assembly to see if we've got some... Yes, some member Dalrymple.
Yeah, thank you, Mayor. I'd like to maybe include as well on this, of all the rivers I think that are at risk, really I think Wrangell is the one community that's in the direct impact zone of this. You know, everywhere else, any communities are quite a bit further away, which again highlights, I think, our concern, and that should be brought forward if there was a resolution. I think we generically say how important it is, but I think we could make the case that it's extremely important to us.
I sat in years ago, and Tiss probably remembers this, we had a presentation from the mining companies here at the Nolan Center, and their plans, you know, there's the mining component, and then there's the decommissioning of the mines, and these mines get decommissioned. And they had this earthen dam proposed with no, you know, I asked specifically, if this is out in the middle of nowhere, who's maintaining this? Because we saw on Johnny Mountain, and I did a lot of work up there hiking with kids, and there's a tailings pond that literally glows blue, and it's full of various chemicals. And nobody maintains that they walk away and it's done, and if it leaches and comes down and gets into the Iskut, oh well. But there was no plan for maintenance once the mine was decommissioned, and that's a that's a 20, 30, maybe 40 year thing down the road. I'll be long gone, but I sure don't want my kids dealing with it and the next generation. So I think I agree with Bob. We need to have a well-crafted, and I think we are in a unique position. So if the city manager, and I've seen nods around the table, mm-hmm. the city manager would be willing to work with this, and I would encourage you to reach out to our experts and have them weigh in as well and make sure that it's tailored to Wrangell. I think it will be more impactful than if we fire off a boilerplate and make our case, because we are right in the crosshairs here. Well, thank you very much to our guests that stayed around and listened to all of our other business. We appreciate your time. I know that Lisa will be reaching out to you to go over this, and we'll get it done and get it moving as soon as possible.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Thank you. You guys have a good night.
Thank you so much for having us and for the opportunity to speak. And if you have any further questions or concerns, your city clerk, Kim, has my contact info, so please do feel free to reach out.
I'm sure Lisa will be. We really want to make sure that this is what we need to do. So it's not a matter of that we're rejecting. We just want to customize and make it as powerful as we can. Thank you. All right.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thanks. So we're on to 13B, resolution number 09-21-1606. Of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, for acceptance of coronavirus local fiscal recovery funds award to non-entitlement units of local government, NEUS, from the Alaska Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development, hereinafter Department.
Move to approve resolution number 0921-1606.
Been moved by Howe. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Morrison. Thank you. Discussion. Lisa, do you want to... Give us an update.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is a stock resolution that we have to approve, requested by the state of Alaska in order to receive the ARPA funds that are coming through from the state, more than $600,000 we're eligible for. So we want to have this resolution to go with the rest of the packet to submit to the state.
Thank you.
And request those funds.
Questions for the city manager on this item?
Just to clarify, we will bring back another resolution to accept it and to have the account number and all of that other good stuff. But
perfect.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Mayor,
Councilmember Gilbert.
The only suggestion I have on the resolution is under the last paragraph where it says that the borough manager is hereby authorized to negotiate and execute any and all documents. Can we also put or designee? Is that permitted in those funds?
I'll check with the state. If that's okay, we can do that.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Yes, Assembly Members Morrison?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Howe?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Mayor Rossanto?
Yes. Item 13C, approval of contract award to Heller High Water, LLC, in the amount of $24,500 for the City Dock Fender Pile Repair Project.
Move to approve a contract award to Heller High Water, LLC, in the amount of $24,500 for the City Dock Fender Pile Repair Project.
Moved by Gilbert. Do we have a second?
Seconded.
Seconded by Morrison. City Manager Bob Wagon, I just realized the play on words there. I've said this company a gazillion times, and I just now realized the play. I swear.
No, it's like, did you
see it until I said it? See?
Oh, come on now.
I probably have awarded two contracts to these guys. All right, go ahead, please, on Heller High Water.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As Assembly Member Gilbert asked the question earlier, this contract was bid out. They were the apparent low bidder. This is just for the installation work on the fender repair and repair to the barge ramp as well. The materials were ordered for the city dock and paid for with that COVID grant specific to cruise ships related stuff. And as I said, that grant has been closed out timely. Amber, she was unable to be here tonight, but provided me with some information. Linden is covering the cost of the repair to the barge ramp, so we will be getting that money back from them. So We initially asked for the assembly to approve an $83,000 budget, and with what we got paid for from the grant that was used to purchase the materials and what looks like about $18,000 that Linden will be covering or AML will be covering, we'll have a $65,000 savings to that $83,000 that was originally approved. So that's great news.
That's great. Any questions or comments for the city manager? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Yes. Assembly members Corson?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Mayor Persaud?
Yes. Item 13D, resolution number 09-21-1608 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the fiscal year 2022 budget in the general fund by transferring $41,000 from general fund reserves to the police department budget and authorizing its expenditure for insurance and 911 system support.
Move to approve resolution number 09-21-1608.
Been moved by Gilbert. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Corson. Thank you. Lisa, do you want to walk us through?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. During the budget, I mentioned that the police department had received notification this spring from a previously unknown company that we owed them $23,000 or $24,000 for a support contract for the 911 system. And the police chief sort of looked at that aghast and didn't know what to make of it. As it turns out, prior to my arrival, the City and Borough of Wrangell received a grant. That grant was used to pay for this new 911 system and 5 years of monitoring. Everybody that was associated with that when it happened no longer works for the borough, and that information was not passed along that we would, at the end of the contract, have to pay for the annual maintenance. The police chief did look into this. You know, this is a legitimate, reputable company, and we were not prepared to go out and in the timing and, excuse me, the time to go out and seek new types of equipment from a different vendor was not possible for us to do this year. We will be doing that for the next budget. So we're asking for the assembly to approve the cost to be able to enter into a contract and pay them for the system support for this year.
Assembly Member Morrison.
Is this the first, this is the first year that the grant didn't cover the maintenance?
So the contract was slightly off from our fiscal year. I had to pay for May and June, which I've already paid for last fiscal year. So this is the contract for the full fiscal year. Mm-hmm. So yes, with the exception of 2 months.
Mm-hmm. Other questions? Hearing none, poll vote please, Kim.
Yes, Assembly Members Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Mayor
Persaud. Yes.
Carson, sorry, Carson?
Yes.
Right over.
Sorry about that.
We have the votes.
And I'm a yes as well. Item 13E, approval of fiscal year 2022 911 system support contract with Convex Inc. in the amount of $23,784.
Move to approve the FY 2022 911 system support contract with Convex Incorporated in the amount of $23,784.
So move to have a second. Seconded by Corson. Discussion, Lisa, do you want to? This is just accepting the funds we just transferred.
Right, Mr. Mayor, again, you just approved a resolution to fund this partially. This is that contract. It is within my spending authority, but it wasn't in the budget, and it's new, and so I felt like it needed to come to you for approval.
Fair enough. Is there any questions? Poll vote, please, Kim.
Yes. Assembly members Howell?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Persaud?
Yes. Item 13F, approval of professional service agreement for fiscal year 2022. Tax assessment and appraisal services with Appraisal Company of Alaska in the amount of $40,000.
Move to approve a professional services agreement for FY 2022 tax assessment and appraisal services with Appraisal Company of Alaska in the amount of $40,000.
Been moved. We have a second.
Dalrymple seconds.
Dalrymple second. And that was Hal that moved that. Lisa, do you want to give us an update on this one?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We are asking for a continuation of a contract we've had with Appraisal Company of Alaska for a number of years to continue doing our property tax assessment work and appraisal work that we have done here in the community. Just a couple of notes specific to this. The entire community needs to be reassessed this year as opposed to just a portion of it because we've seen significant market changes. Normally that would precipitate an increase in cost. Appraisal Company of Alaska has indicated that they will do that for the cost of the normal appraisal or normal assessment contract that we have with them rather than increasing that cost. The other thing I wanted to bring to the Assembly's attention, I had previously reported to this a number of months ago, but the Assembly ended up having to refund some overpaid taxes due to an assessment error and quite some time ago, and the Assembly had requested that we go to Appraisal Company of Alaska and ask them to assist with that. And this had not been reported to me until the assessor came, and then I confirmed it. He did shave $10,000 off of his bill last year of billable services to help meet us partway there in paying for that obligation.
Excellent.
We're recommending that we renew the contract with them.
Any questions? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Yes, Assembly Members Morrison?
Yes.
Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Pisano?
Yes, item 14 is the attorney's file. That's available for Assembly review from the Borough Clerk's Office. Item 15, Executive Session A, to obtain legal advice from the Borough Attorney for the Assembly and its members to avoid future legal liability and to also invite the Borough Manager into the session. We have a motion.
I move that we go into executive session with the Borough Attorney to obtain legal advice for the Assembly members to avoid future legal liability and to also invite the Borough Manager into the session.
We move. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Seconded by Morrison, moved by Gilbert. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Yes, Assembly Member Dalrymple?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Howe?
Yes.
And Mayor Pisano?
Yes, and with that, we will recess into executive session at 8:15 p.m. Thank you. Thanks, Terry. You don't need to come back. Good.